Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios here in Houston at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And in our next segment tonight, we're going to take time to shift gears. We're going to shine the spotlight and take time for a book review. Tonight, we have selected a book titled The Last Season, A Father, A Son, A Lifetime of College Football. Stuart Stevens is the author. Stuart is actually, he's the author of five previous books. He is the columnist for The Daily Beast, and he also built a very successful career as a writer and as a political consultant, working with George Bush and Mitt Romney with their campaigns. Good evening, Stuart. It's nice to have you on the show for the first time.
Well, thanks very much. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Well, congratulations on your book. I have to tell all of our listeners, it really touched my heart. It's a powerful story of a father-son relationship and your beloved Ole Miss Rebel. So let's open up with you sharing just your inspiration of this book.
Well, you know, when I was growing up in Mississippi in the 60s and early 70s, a lot of the way my dad and I connected was through college football, particularly Ole Miss football. I grew up in Jackson, and Ole Miss played a lot of its games in this rickety old stadium that we could walk to from our house. And it was, you know, one of these things that we discovered, I think, like a lot of fortunate fathers and sons and mothers and daughters, mothers and sons. So if it was something that we could do and talk about everything while we were talking about nothing. And it was very special. And, you know, we tried to keep that connection throughout our lives, but, you know, life gets busy and life's wheel starts turning pretty fast. And in 2012, I did the Mitt Romney campaign, and we lost, of course, and, you know, I think loss always sort of forces you into an introspective space and sort of ask yourself what's important. And my dad was turning 95 that year.
Wow.
So I decided that, you know, take the following fall, 2013, and he and I and my 87-year-old mom would go to all the Ole Miss games together.
Stuart Stevens, the author of The Last Season, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are highlighting his new book, A Father, A Son, A Lifetime of College Football. And it is not a book about just college football. It really is talks about just the meaning of sports in people's lives and the importance of family.
Yeah, I think that you know, it's sports, I think, is a very powerful force in our culture. And it is a way that families can bond, and I think it's a powerful force for changing culture. One of the things that fascinates me is the way in the South, college football changed the South, and the South changed college football. I think it plays a role much like rugby did in South Africa. And I find that, you know, fascinating and ultimately encouraging. You know, for many black and white Southerners, it was really the first time that they cheered for each other. And once you do that, there's sort of no going back. It really is a bonding experience. I think that's something that is unique about sports and very powerful.
And you definitely give the readers just insight on how passionate and how big college football is, and it's a part of the Southern identity. I guess my question to you is, Stuart, how intense is it?
Well, you know, in the South, it's really fascinating because for a long time, professional sports weren't a big factor in the South. There weren't many professional sports teams, and college sports were really the top draw. And it was something that college football was something that the South did very well when we didn't do other things very well. And it became a focus of pride. And I think there's something to that whole Friday Night Lights syndrome that small towns take great pride in their football teams. And when kids go on to play in the college level, it's something you can imagine normal kids doing. I mean, I think by the time kids get to the NFL, you know, guys get to the NFL, they're sort of superhuman almost.
The Last Season is the title of the book, A Father, A Son, A Lifetime of College Football. We are visiting with the author, Stuart Stevens, and it is definitely a compelling read. And I think one of my takeaways from the book is just how fortunate you were to still have enough time to reconnect with your father after both of you guys having such successful business careers. I mean, time is a precious gift, and the fact that you could go back and spend that time together, not only with your father, but also with your mom, and kind of relive so many of those amazing memories.
You know, that really was a great gift. You know, I came to realize that this rumor that we might be mortal could be true. And, you know, you really need to grab this time when you can. You know, I would consider the Last Season a success if it encouraged, you know, one child to spend more time with their parents or more parents to spend time with their children. And something that they do that... it's special to them. It doesn't have to be sports, but to carve out time. And, you know, one of the things I think about time as we get older that we spend with our parents, it's usually very structured. You know, you come in for Thanksgiving or Christmas or a wedding or
right, whatever.
It is. Yeah. You always know when you're going to leave, and everything is sort of backdated from that. One of the great joys and sort of unexpected pleasures of this season was this idea that time sort of stretched out uninterrupted.
Just out of curiosity, so what is your favorite tradition of Ole Miss football? And also, you got to be excited what you guys are undefeated right now and you take on the Florida Gators this weekend.
Well, as a true Ole Miss fan, I'm scared to death of what will happen down in the swamp against the Florida Gators. You know, I will say, Ole Miss fans, don't think we're spoiled. We haven't reached a point, I think, like Alabama fans have, that we expect to win. You know, my dad and I actually, we went to Tuscaloosa for the Alabama game 2 weekends ago. I was there for a book signing. It was very funny. You know, the game was a late game, 8 o'clock, and my dad had this premonition that Ole Miss, so he decided to stay in the hotel, and I went with this friend of mine to the game. He was a big Alabama fan. And, you know, my dad was emailing me all through the game, like, you know, up and down watching it on television. And then Ole Miss won in that incredible game, which I have to say, I think
yes.
They were incredibly lucky to win. When I got back to the hotel, he was still, you know, it was like 2 in the morning, and he just wanted to talk about the game. But, you know, the greatest thing about Ole Miss games are at home when, you know, they have this gathering of the dearly beloved in the Grove, which is sort of this green heart of the campus, which is, you know, it's called the greatest pregame festivities in college football. And, you know, I haven't been to that many, but it's pretty great. You know, I was there Saturday for the Vanderbilt game and had over 100,000 people there who gather in the before the game. And the team walks through that crowd on its way to the stadium to dress out for the game. And it's a great scene.
It is a delightful read, The Last Season, A Father, A Son, A Lifetime of College Football. So give us an update on your dad. I mean, what was his takeaways? What does he think of the book?
But, you know, he likes it, he says, but, you know, my father is one of these dads who, he's sort of for what I'm for. And, you know, it was a very interesting revelation that struck me spending this time with him when we were going to the football games. I felt, I think, like a lot of sons or a lot of daughters probably, you know, a lot of, urgency and trying to accomplish things to live up to what I thought my father had accomplished. And it wasn't pressure that he put on me. It was pressure that I felt. And that led me out of Mississippi, because when I grew up in Mississippi, I really felt like so many Mississippians that we couldn't accomplish what we wanted to accomplish on the level we wanted to accomplish in Mississippi. I lived in New York for years and years, and I think that I only knew other Mississippians who had come to New York.
Right.
But you know what I really came to realize is I don't think my father could have cared less as long as I was happy. If I stayed in Mississippi and, you know, been a high school teacher, I think he would have been happy as it can be if I was happy.
Stuart Stevens, author of the book, The Last Season, A Father, A Son, A Lifetime of College Football, has been joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He also is a political consultant. And 2016, a big year. Give me 30 seconds. Give me a quick hit. What can we anticipate? Because the real game, hey, that is just around the corner, isn't it, Stuart?
It is. It's a crazy year. I am not working for one of the presidential candidates. I can honestly say that I really have no idea who's going to be the nominee. I tend to think that Hillary Clinton is not going to be the Democratic nominee. I think that if Vice President Biden gets in, I would not be surprised at all if he was the nominee. On the Republican side, I think Republicans will nominate someone who has been elected to office before. I don't think we'll nominate someone for president as their first elected position. So I would expect it to be Christie or Bush or Kasich or Rubio, mm-hmm. possibly Cruz. But, you know, I really think that in January is when this thing is really going to take shape. This cycle is different than the last two because the Iowa caucus is not until February 1, whereas it was right after the new year, mm-hmm. two cycles. So I think January 2nd, when people wake up with hangovers and after watching a bunch of football, I think that's when the real season will begin.
That's right. It's going to be fascinating to watch. Stuart Stevens has been with us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Congratulations on your new book. Go ahead and get a copy of it. The holidays are just around the corner. The Last Season, A Father, A Son, A Lifetime of College Football. We need to have you on in the month of June and celebrate this for a Father's Day special show, okay?
That'd be fantastic. I'd love to.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio.